Memoirs of an Empress. I want to record tonight. I really do. I'm sitting in the safe house bored. Bored. Then I remembered I got my podcast back, so guess what? Memoirs of an Empress. I get to upload. Oh. Do I want to read out this book? No, I ain't gonna read out this book. I got something I want. No, I ain't gonna read out this book. I want to read something to y'all today tonight. Yeah, I ain't gonna read out this book. It's too personal. Not. Very much. Too personal. Not for me. It's not personal for me at all. But, you know, it's too personal for. Too personal. Time tells the best stories. Time is the best storyteller. I just replay the highlights. I am a time commentator. I comment on time. I am a time blog. I tell the stories that time tells. I am just a time teller. I tell stories on time. I am a time reporter. Time tells the best stories, and I'm one of time storytellers. I match the pace. You can't be late. I'm on time because time waits for no one. You gotta be on time, present in the moment to know the full story. Time tells the best story. NPE 19132. March 17, 2023, 11:35. Sun up. AM. I said I wasn't reading out this book and look what I'm doing, but it's catching my eye, so I'm just, you know. This ain't what I'm reading though. Dang. 2023 was a hell of a year for me. I wrote a whole book. Whew. I say it's finished because there ain't no more pages left in the book. So if the pages is done, then the book is done. I wrote a whole book. Damn. Don't mind me, I'm just flipping through the pages. If you're new to my podcast, then you'll know I be in my own zone. Sometimes people gotta check to see if it's still playing. Yeah, it's still playing. I just ain't no, it's not forced content, basically. It's not forced content. Don't tell me I've been looking for this and it's been in the front page of this book the whole damn time. There's no strength or might except through Allah alone. I've been looking for this one specific piece of paper for 5 months. I swear by Allah. And it's in the front page of the book. But because the front page of the book, the first page of the book, I don't know how he did it. The Allah does it. The Allah does it. Allah does it. I'm gonna read it. It's only up from here. Next, people gonna try to knock you off your high horse and call you uppity just because you're obtaining peace and enlightenment. Every action doesn't require a reaction, and low vibrational people hate when you don't react to devil energy. Healing is real. It's okay to want to feel better. The emotions we feel are simply vibrations. Feeling your emotions helps them pass more frequently, easily. Feeling your feels help you feel better, aka processing your raw emotions in the moment instead of later, i.e. feel that shit so you can feel better. Emotional vibration chart or state of being. I've been looking for this chart I made for 5 months. I thought it was in my storage. I thought it was in another journal. I honestly thought I maybe even gave it away, which I don't even see why I would do that. Not the original. Maybe make a copy and give it away, but not the original. Alhamdulillah. I've been looking for this for so long. I have to copy this. I wasn't even looking for this. had I not even decided to make a podcast or record a podcast or whatever y'all, whatever, if I didn't decide to hop on here to talk to y'all, I wouldn't have found this paper. SubhanAllah. Glory be to Allah. Mental tension / brain fog. Uncertainty comes from holding on to unnatural thoughts, unhealthy attachments. Damn. Mental tension / brain fog / uncertainty comes from holding on to unnatural thoughts, unhealthy attachments. Damn. Ego equals exit God out. Not working with your intuition, doing the opposite of what you truly feel. Divine, Allah. Guidance, direction. Ego blocks divine guidance, inability to follow your intuition or trust. Damn! I'm happy. I've been looking for this. All I got is the picture of it in my phone, and the picture that I have in my phone isn't even finished. Damn. This chart is heavy. It's like working all the way down from the bottom of the vibration chart and bringing yourself to the top, with the lowest being sadness and shame. That's 20. 30, regret, blame, guilt. 50, not giving a fuck, apathy. 70, sorrow, grief. 100, insecurities and fear. That's all in the suffering part. That's in the bottom, all the way in the bottom. It's miserable, self-sabotage energy, real bad. Moving up from there, you get from miserable to okay. You know, just getting by, wearing a mask. Less desire, 125. Frustration, anger, 150. Ego, pride, 175. And 200 is courage. Releasing, that's the point where you get to, you know, if you was to decide that you wanted to go up or go down, this is where you release your lower self. And you start to move into your, you know, you leave the ego driven and start being divinely guided, working your way up the chart to make yourself to, you know, to get out of the okay, to get into content at 250, which is neutrality, waking up to self and life. And then you got the 310. This is all in the flow, the content. Like, this is in the flow of things. Like, you start moving into the flow of things when you start to release your lower self and allow God to, like, you know, when you really just surrender and allow God to lead you. Like, but to cross that line, to leave your lower self and go through your higher self, like, an ego death has to take place. That's where people will call it the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul takes place at that, it's not even a crossroads. It's like crossing a border. They go from low vibes to high vibes, but whatever. Acceptance comes in at 350. That's, you know, you got a neutrality at 250. That's waking up to yourself, waking up to life. Willingness, wanting more out of life. That's 310. 350 is acceptance, self-love, accepting the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then we're moving up to 400, which is accountability. Knowing where you fucked up at. That's 400. Accountability, you can't expect a person to act in a 400 vibration when they're all the way down at a 30 vibration. Asa, give me a second. She just don't care to say excuse me or nothing, but whatever. What was I saying? Yeah, you can't, like, people expect somebody that's living in sadness, guilt, you know, not giving a fuck, sorrow, to, you know, exhibit vibrations of 400, which is accountability, knowing where they fucked up at. How would they know? They're all the way down. They're suffering right now. They don't get it. So you can't expect people to get what they just don't get. They haven't climbed up that high horse, as you would call it. But yeah, climb up the ladder, sit on the high horse, you know. And as you're climbing it, you start to even come into reasoning for yourself. And you start to look around and expect everybody to be where you're at on this chart, and they didn't do the inner work to be where you're at. Mm-mm, it don't work like that. All right, reason is at 400. This is all still in the flow. Now, leaving out the flow, like, once you get past that knowing where you fucked up at, that's when the actual, like, the high level of healing actually starts. Because when you leave the 400, it goes straight to 500. Just like that. No 450s. It goes straight to the 500, which is love. And that's healed. Like, that's actually to sit in a place of love. And energy vibration is a high level of healing. That's good. That's, you're in the pure harmony phases. After love comes joy. That's happiness. That's 540. Love and joy together gives you a 600 because it goes from 5 to 540 to 600 because in between that 540 to 600, it's still a lot of work to do to be able to obtain the 600, which is peace, which is all three, love, happiness, and joy. All three of those things together is peace. And once you get to the peace, you can move up straight from the 600 to the 700 with, of course, a lot of work in between to reach enlightenment, which is great. So I found this chart and it was very, this was, I made this April 22nd, 2023. I actually made it for my daughter's father. I actually made it for my daughter's father. Positive, negative, victory and success, slow death, like, low vibes is toxic, slow death. It's like that miserable phase is a slow death. The okay is toxic, low vibes. And then when you get to the content, it's high vibes. And then the top of that is victory and success. Like how I broke this shit down is crazy. Right? Self-actualization is a motherfucker. That's the part that I try to at least get a lot of people to. Like just, if I can help you before you, you know, from, if I can help you, I will, like, help you cross the line of lower self to higher self. Like, if I can help, I will try to as much as I can. Because, like, without guidance, you wouldn't really know how to get there. So I don't necessarily mind helping you leave the ego-driven to come into being divinely guided, like, and coaching you through the whole, every, the process is possible. Like if I can, like if God allows me to help, I definitely will do that. I wasn't even going to read out this book. I was flipping through the pages like, what is there? Because this book that I wrote, didn't think it was anything in there for me to give to y'all, but I guess it was something in there heavy because I've been looking for this for 5 months. Healing is real. It's okay to want to feel better. The emotions we feel are simply vibrations. Feeling your emotions help them pass more frequently / easily. Feeling your feels help you feel better, aka processing your raw emotions in the moment instead of later, i.e. feel that shit so you can feel better. This is an emotional vibration chart or state of being. This shit is heavy. Like in the okay, miserable, there are other things there like envy, jealousy, spite, greed, petty, evil. Like, bro, this shit is heavy. Like expanded, contracted. Like how I did this, I'm going to just make this chart the cover for this episode so you could pretty much have an idea of what I'm referring to. This shit's heavy. Like, God surely blessed my brain. God surely blessed my brain. Like, I love the channels that he has me on for the information to come through, opposed to just, you know, something else. I don't know what life would look like had I not be me. Oh, gosh. I did the shit out of this chart. I'm going to, yes. I like this. I like this a lot. I'm going to copy this. I'm actually going to go, I don't have a copy machine. I'm going to go to my management complex place, management place here, and ask them if they can give me some copies of this, because I need to have copies of that. I feel like I was missing a great piece of me with that specific paper being born. I hate when my work go missing, especially when I know I worked on it. Like a channel, like when I channel work, like it's not forced. I just allow, you know, God to work through me and I let my pen do what it's supposed to do on the paper and it gets done and I lose it. I don't get it back. I don't get it twice. It may come back in another form, but it's not going to be the original format in which it originally came to me in. So that shit has me tight. If you knew how many journals of mine throughout life went missing, and I know I didn't lose them. See? Whether I make mention of it or not. That's my younger works of art, though. That's all I could say. Ooh, I remember a few years back, 2019 to be specific, summer 2019. Somebody says, you need to start worrying about writing them books. You go see if Walmart hiring. Like, damn, just reduce me to a fucking Walmart employee. I'm sitting here trying to create beautiful works of healing art. You like, go see if Walmart's hiring. Damn, just reduced my life. No shade to Walmart employees, like, no shade, but I'm speaking for myself. Like, what? Bro, just reduce me down to Walmart employee. But then when he heard I had a conversation, mind you, just a conversation. When he heard, he got wind up, I had a public conversation with Noriega. Yeah, because, you know, you writing them books. You should try to go out LA to see if you could write some scripts. Never said that I was a script writer, bro. Never said that I'm writing books. Didn't say I was writing scripts. People would sure try to dictate how you... First of all, they don't want you to utilize your talent, and so they feel that your talent could be beneficial to them. Then they want to overutilize it in ways that don't even work for you, and it's your talent. But the dick eat a tree. Yeah, because, yeah, Nori. I don't even know Nori. I just had a conversation with Nori, and it just so happened to be on a public forum. X, which used to be Twitter. It was public, so it got around the family, and it turned into a bigger thing than what it actually was. He retweeted me and conversated in a tweet. Let me see, babe. Let me wiggle it. Oh, it's ready to come out soon. It's about to come out. That's why I hurt. It scared me. It wiggled and scared me, but it's fine.
Don't scare me.
One of them premolars about to come out of my baby mouth. Yep. Child, you've been a big kid. Don't even do me that.
A big kid.
That silver tooth gonna come out. You about to get silver braces, so. But the braces are still silver. They sit on your teeth, crazy. The wires are still metal. I'm gonna see if we get gold braces. It's gonna cost us a couple dollars, but at least the brackets on your teeth will be made out of gold.
Yeah, did you know it's a place on braces? This is place on braces that you can get like different type of like designs for little metal things.
Probably so. I don't know. I look into it, but I'll wait. Let's see what the orthodontics say. Get you some custom braces brackets for your teeth. Hey, get you some gold wire too. That way you'll be charged. Ooh, that's not even what I got on here for. Nowhere did I think that that's what it was going to start off. I want to read something tonight. I know exactly what I want to read. That's why I don't even know why I went to the book. But you know, divinely led, divinely guided, divinely orchestrated. It just happens that way. But yeah, I want to read y'all something tonight. I want to read y'all something tonight. Let me unlock my phone and get to my notes. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me put my phone on D&D because people was disrespectful. Put that on sleep. People was disrespectful. What I'm looking for? House slave. Number 25. Inside the mind of a woman who's a field nigga forced to be a house slave. I don't want to be here. I hate it here. I'd rather be in the field, nigga. Out in the field, nigga. Oh, shit. Master home. Everything good to master walk in. Then everybody gotta run around the house like roaches when the lights come on. Attention, at ease. Master need this, master need that. Gotta do this for master, gotta do that for master. Fuck. Now master calling me. I don't even have time to take a shit and wipe my own ass before master need me to wipe his. Oh, nasty motherfucker. Lazy as all hell. I don't even think master know what a broom feels like sweeping this mess off the floor. Master wife really sweet though. It's such a shame she a slave in her own house too. Now see, I don't work for master. I work for master wife. I'm her help. I help her do all the things master tell her to do. And that's everything. Cause master don't do shit. Not a lick of nothing. Toxic, manipulative dictation. Nothing but dictation. I want to be in the field, but I can't. Not at the moment, but I'm plotting on it. Because I don't want to be here. I really hate it here. Big fat pig, oink, oink, want me to cook shrimp scampi and some lobster. Is you stupid or is you dumb? Why would you ask the person you're oppressing to prepare your food? That's weird. But you don't care because you're greedy. I don't have to poison master. Master appetite and food choices already doing that. Master killing master. Should have been in the field with those field niggas eating them greens, nigga. I gotta get out of here, real shit. I fucking hate it here. This ain't no luxury for me. This ain't Palm Springs, Bora Bora. I'm not drinking Tahitian treat in Tahiti, nigga. I'm in the house, nigga, doing house slave shit. I wanna be in the field, nigga. I hate it here. I don't wanna be here. MPE 19132. Oh, that is 2020. Backstory is crazy. All right, the backstory is crazy. So we're gonna rewind. And you have to go to my piece of art, number 33, Ransom Inheritance. You will hear the story about how in 2019, my uncle illegally changed the locks on me, like a legal eviction, changed the locks on me and my daughter, whatever, whatever. So if somebody randomly decides to say, I'm going to illegally evict you and change the locks one day randomly, what's later that day? Not the next day, but what's later that day? You're homeless. So after a week of staying in a motel, I'm going to call it that, fucking random ass hotel on City Line Avenue in Philadelphia. I stayed in there for a week and I tried to go to the homeless shelter. Well, I didn't try, I did. I went to the homeless shelter in Philly on Broad and Fairmount, and they didn't have any resident beds. They only had emergency beds, which is you gotta be there by 5 p.m., but you have to leave by 7:30 a.m. and then return again at 5 p.m., which doesn't work for me. It was dead smack dab middle of the winter 2019. So I thought I would reach out for help, as any person in that type of situation is. And I went to stay by my auntie's house. You know, family, right? But within me staying there, of course, you want to pay your respects and show your appreciation by helping out around the house. So I didn't mind in the beginning. Until I looked up one day and realized, the fuck, you think I'm your house slave? Bruh. Master need this, master need that. Gotta do that for master. At first I dealt with it until I didn't no more, because what the fuck? No. Like, great. I appreciate the whole gesture and the situation. Like, I respect everything that you're doing for me. Like, give me some time to rehabilitate my mind so I can get back on my feet, because I never had a problem bouncing back. That's just me, period. But the way that God had made it, you know, COVID hit. I'm already staying with these people. This November going into December, I goes there. Then you got December. I'm still doing the house slave shit. Then you got January. I'm weaning off of that shit, because it's like, what the fuck? Y'all overworking me, and I'm trying to get me together. Like, this too much. I'm doing more than what y'all do in your own house. That's a no. Like, that's a no. I'm doing more than what y'all doing in your own crib. That's a no. Like, no. Like, that's just a no. It's just a no. I'm doing more in your house. Y'all requesting more of me than y'all even put into y'all even put the effort into yourself. But whatever. But then on top of that, I'm still supposed to go find a job, take my daughter to school, do this, do that. I'm supposed to have my own life and then still come in and be your house lady. And then still get up and do it again with a fucking smile on my face. You got me fucked up. Let me get my get back how I get back. Boom. I remember around Kobe time. That's when Kobe died. And then after Kobe died, I start, my intuition tells me better than anybody else. So my intuition tells me to start falling back. Like, start preparing yourself to put your feet up. Not in a, like a comfortable, like, you know, arrogant way, but more so like something's about to take place. My intuition telling me buy a bunch of water. I remember us going to Sam's Club, right? All of us together. BJ Sam's Club, one of them wholesale stores. It's like me and my aunt and then me and my daughter, we're all in one car. We go to the store, but I got food stamps, so I'm buying what I want for myself too at this time. But I remember buying Buku water. This is February 2020. Buku water, like cases of water. I don't know. I listen to my intuition. I trust it. Like I don't want to be the one to say, damn, I had this feeling, like, I don't want to be her, so I just do. And I remember them telling me, like, Jazzy, why are you getting all these waters? We don't need all of these waters. I'm like, yes, the fuck we do. I don't even know for what, but I just feel like we do. Boom. End of February, March hit. It's March, my son's birthday, March 15th. The week of my son's birthday, I get sick. Like, I remember getting sick. Like, this is before the lockdown, though. I remember getting sick, and the crazy part about me remembering getting sick is I went to the breakfast store in the morning to get food, and no disrespect, no shade, I remember saying, like, how the fuck Asians make bland breakfast food? Like, I've been eating breakfast food my whole life. This shit tastes like absolutely nothing. Now, in my grits, I get cream cheese, I get garlic salt and salt and pepper. I get garlic powder and salt and pepper. Like, that's things that have taste to it. I'm like, how the fuck this shit still don't taste like nothing? The meat don't taste like nothing. The egg don't taste like nothing. I'm confused. I'm perplexed. Never in my life did I, what? I don't smell like nothing. It don't taste like nothing. What the fuck going on? Whatever. I moved past that. Goes in the house, go to sleep. Because, you know, whatever. Getting up in the morning, bro. When I woke up, my body was shut down. My body was shut down. How I get on this COVID story? But this March, yeah, this March, it's like around March that time, whatever, whatever, whatever. So we on lockdown. Shit crazy in that house, but whatever. I remember one day specifically walking up them steps. I used to call my room the slave quarters. People hated that I said that. I used to call it the slave quarters, but whatever. I remember walking up the third floor steps, going towards the slave quarters, stumbling up the steps saying, I hate it here. I don't want to be here. I hate it here. Like a teenager. Was it? Bro. Miserable. That's them between them and their mama. Child. Then I had to live COVID in that house with them people. They tried to kill me in that house. They thought I was one of the young people they was talking about. At that time, I'm like 32. I'm like 31. I'm 31. Yeah, I'm 31. They considering me the young people that the news talking about because they're in their 60s. They're not talking about me, bro. I'm considered an adult, a grown, a mature adult. Like, I'm considered grown. They're not talking about me. They persecuted me. God damn, that shit was hard. My aunt tried to fight me in that house. I juked her. Spin move. She called herself charging at me. I'm watching her come my way. I'm watching this lady charge at me. This 60-year-old lady, like, ma'am, I'm not about to do you nothing. Child, I juked this spin move. My other aunt in the background, like, stop! You're gonna kill her. Kill who? Damn, I didn't even know it was that much fucking animosity. I winded up leaving there though. Like May 1st, actually, I remember the date. I ain't turned back around, whatever, whatever. Not for nothing, like, we kind of, like, move through that, whatever. You know how life is. Like, you move through things. Like, I'm not the type of person to just to weirdly hold on to moments. No, I move through things, move past things. I grow with life, you know? But I wouldn't forget, like, the shade. Like, it was a lot of shade being thrown. Like, I don't care. Like, this type of stuff don't stop my moving forward. It don't stop my progress. Where you stuck at ain't gonna keep me stuck type shit, basically. So whatever, whatever. I, like, moved out of there May 20th. Never turned back around, honestly. Like, not for nothing. Like, I don't want to. I didn't want to be there when I was there. Like, if that makes sense. Like, they I guess they thought I wanted to live there. No, I did not. I was grateful for the opportunity to have somewhere to live, but that's not my ideal place to want to live. Like, bro, I literally hated it there. My one friend said I used to walk to that house, like get out his car, like he would drop me off at the house. He said this one time I like just walk like how the baby kids went back into their apartment. Just so down and sad, and it you know, it was so like it was beyond melancholy. It was just like, oh my God, dragging my feet, everything. And I remember the moment, and that moment was true. I did not like it. I did not enjoy my stay. Of course, I did not feel wanted. Like, but it's the middle of the winter time. The house was cold as shit. I used to hate washing up in there, cold ass showers. Not the water's not hot. As soon as you step out the shower, it's fucking freezing. That's uncomfortable, but you know, I dealt with it. I'm grateful. But what brings me to this topic today? So, what brings me to this topic today? Why do people want to be the victim in their villain story? Why do people want to be the victim in their mistreatment towards others? Why do people want to be praised for gossip? Like, that's something really weighing heavy on me. Like, why do you want to be praised for gossiping? Why do you want to be looked highly upon or looked at as high value because of the most shit you could talk about others? Never about yourself, because there's never anything wrong with you. Yes, I'm speaking about Massa. I'll get to her sister in a minute, but I'm speaking about Massa right now. Why do you feel the need to, like, speak so poorly of others who you feel, who you deem to be beneath you? Like you're on a fucking pedestal anyway. I'm so confused. My son told me he walked in the door to y'all gossiping about me, and I'm 1,090 miles away, about a donation you sent my way. You sent me money for groceries. I don't get food stamps. I don't know why I don't qualify, even though I feel I 100% qualify. I have a 9-year-old and a 5-month-old, and any assistance is always welcome. Like, most definitely, because if I don't get food stamps, that means all my money comes from cash. But what happens when I get low on cash? What happens to my refrigerator? My daughter sent them a picture of our refrigerator because it was empty. And they wrote back in the group chat, it looks like my refrigerator. Bitch, stop lying. You shop at BJ's, which is a wholesale store. You got a deep freezer, the kind that stands up tall, not the kind you just lift the top up. Y'all have shelves in there. Y'all have food in there. Y'all have more than enough. I'm gonna lie to my, just lie. My daughter like, I've never seen a refrigerator empty in my life, and I'm only 9. They got the double door refrigerator. Like, what the fuck? So penalizing. So whatever. She sends me $200 the other day. Bet. The morning my aunt called me to send me the money, right? Whatever was going on, it's mid-afternoon. She calls me. She says something about it. I'm like, bet. Like, what? Most definitely. Thank you. Hell yeah. She sends me the money. I take care of what I got to take care of. I do what? Winn-Dixie. Grocery store. I make groceries. I'm not thinking nothing of it except feeling grateful, appreciative, happy, not hungry. I'm feeling good feelings until later in the afternoon I get a call from my Ibn, my son, and he say, Mom. And he run tape down to me. They sitting there just jazzy this and jazzy that, and they're down there hungry. Like, bitch, everybody get hungry. Like, if we hungry, I'm not prideful. I have no problem saying, the fuck? I'm hungry. You gonna feed me? I have no problem saying that. Closed mouth don't get fed, right? Not at all. So whatever. This shit too wild to me. This shit too funny. So I'm like, whatever. Usually I tuck shit. My son was angry. I wasn't angry. I'm like, great, it is what it is. Like, that's just how some people is. Whatever, basically. Whatever, right? It is what it is. Whatever. I don't care. But it didn't sit right with me after that. Because it's groceries. And you sitting there talking about me needing help like I always do. I'm in a situation. I'm not always in a situation. I'm usually situated. I'm situated more than I'm not situated, but I still have no problem asking for help. But don't throw it out there like you my lifeline, because if it was up to you, you supposed to send that money to buy us groceries the last day of Kwanzaa. That part. And then tried to act like that's not what the agreement was. But whatever. I ain't doing no tripping. I know what the agreement was. This supposed to have been a Kwanzaa gift. Because we do Kwanzaa every year. I told my daughter. I said, Queen, listen. Because we just moved into this place. Like a week and a half before Christmas break. We moved into this place. You know, Kwanzaa start the day after Christmas. So when we first came here, right before we came here, I already told my daughter, like, Queen, listen, we're going to sacrifice this Kwanzaa for many more to come. She agreed. But my aunties, you know, they want to play the auntie role, and we still going to do it a little bit. Y'all brought it into this house when I wasn't even trying to bring it in here. So if you're going to bring it in this house, see it all the way through, my guy. Do what you said you was going to do. So what we do for Kwanzaa, you know, is 7 days, five of the days, the first 5 days is like little gag gifts. Gifts to work you up to the big gift, which is, you know, New Year's Eve is the sixth day of Kwanzaa. So me, I will always have a celebration on New Year's Eve. You know, New Year's, Kwanzaa, you know, big gift, big celebration, arts and crafts, family, get together, blase, blase, how I do it with my friends and, you know, my close friends. Because clearly this is what family looks like. But whatever, you wanted to bring it in here. I didn't have no intentions on doing it. So if you're going to do it, see it through. So I write in our little group chat. It's them two and my children. Listen, if y'all going to do a big gift, we'll take groceries. That's not you buying my daughter just a big gift or buying me just a big gift. It's for the house, you know? Like, we don't need no bullshit because that's what they sent, some bullshit. But we don't need no bullshit. We don't need no snacks. We want food. There's nothing wrong with that. I'd rather cook. They eat chips and dip and popcorn and, you know, candy. I'm a fool. I'm a breastfeeding mama. Like, there's three humans in this house. We need, what's it called? Sustenance, provision, lively things to live. And y'all know I don't get food sick, so I'm being modest about it. It's not like I'm saying, hey, I need you to pay my electric bill. Not like saying, hey, I need you to pay my rent. It's not like I'm saying, hey, I need you to buy three pair of shoes for us. We need this. We need that. Do this. Do that. No, I'm not sending you my Amazon wish list so you could buy my pots, my pans, you know, sheets, shower curtains, shower rods, toilet paper, paper towel. Mind you, we just moved in here. We needed everything. They knew that, though. Groceries. The bare fucking minimum? You gossiping about blessings? God gave you money to give to me the double? Man, you fucking weird. Massa need this. Bitch, why I call her Massa? Because she got a master's degree and she thinks she could boss everybody to fuck around because of it. Don't nobody give a fuck. Ma'am, respectfully. You sacrificed your whole life for schooling and got nothing but what? A chair in your living room to kick your feet up and talk shit about everybody else. Like, nobody gave a fuck in the past and nobody cares now. This whole charade of, because I went to college and I went to work and I'm a strong black woman. I don't need a man. Miss ruined all of your siblings' relationships so they could pay attention to you. Miss, I want to humiliate her privately, so she'll never know. Bitch, you get caught every time. Everybody call me and tell me. That word get around. Because Jazzy this, because Jazzy that. Jazzy wasn't even, listen, I invited these people to my house. I invited these people to my house in New Orleans, Louisiana. They flew down, brought my son, alhamdulillah. You know, they came to visit me in my new house, which was beautiful, 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, front porch, back porch, and I cooked dinner for them. You know, this lady sat on my couch smug the whole time. Didn't want to watch TV, didn't want to touch my remote. Smug with her COVID mask on the whole time. Put so much pressure on her sister that her sister never even got the opportunity to get comfortable in my place. She rushed everything, rushed the arts and craft with my daughter. How about this? I'm gonna tell you how disrespectful the motherfucker really is. I cooked a roast with all the sides. I made it nice. I carved it up. I made they plates. Do you know the motherfucker left out my door with them plates on that table like I was a fucking waitress at a restaurant to clean they mess up? The fuck? You that jealous? Why? Because I did what every black person from up north say. I'm gonna move down south. And I fucking did it. And I'm standing on it. And been standing on it. Lived down there for 2 years straight. Ain't call you one time for rent. But y'all knew what my little cousin told me she said. Because I knew something was gonna happen to her down there. Bitch, what? Ain't nothing happened. Ain't nothing happened. What happened? Nothing. Ain't nothing happened. You want to know who my daughter father is? So damn bad. Show me a picture. Send me a picture. Fuck no. No, I'm good. I am good. Like, no, get out our energy. You don't give a fuck about us. You don't care if we together or not together. You actually banking on us not coming back together and him being a deadbeat. So you can have another story to tell.
Because you know she had that baby for that man down there in New Orleans and he don't do shit.
Nobody never said that, ma'am. You made that up yourself because that's what you want to believe. Nobody ever said that. Nobody said that man never did for me and mine. Nobody never said that man didn't care. These are narratives that you created to give to people who are not in contact with me because they think you're in contact with me when technically you're not even in contact with me because I only talk to your sister. I don't even call your phone. There's nothing to talk about. You're weird. You make me uncomfortable. I used to have so much high honor for her. I used to put her in the high esteem, high regard. Until I became healed. And I got to see the ugly. And it's not pretty at all. Telling me I need therapy. No, baby. You still holding on to some things from your childhood and you in your mid-60s. Me and the little girl, me chilling. Happy as fuck. I'm good. Because of my life circumstances and the things that life has thrown my way. I still come out at a level of superiority. And you gotta feel inferior. And I must make you insecure that I ruffle your feathers to the point you have to sit on the phone and gossip about me non-stop. It's very unsettling and it's very uncomfortable. The only reason I didn't speak up before is because I never wanted to hurt your sister's feelings. She's a rider, you know? She believes in God. She also fears him, too. But she's just as much as a problem for enabling your fuck shit than you are. I feel bad the way you bully her. Everybody does, actually. Actually, people say you're going to kill her. You want to know the rumors about you.
What's she going to do when such and such ain't here no more? Because she going to kill her.
She take care of the whole motherfucking house and she older than you. Because you too entitled. Massa. Massa need this. Massa need that. Gotta do that for Massa. Should see how people gotta walk on fucking eggshells around this lady. No, not me. I don't care. I'm not scared of you. Hey, I don't care what you gotta say. Most of what you gotta say ain't based in nothing anyway. You taught me some beautiful, viable things about life. But not really. The things I learned from you aren't things you taught me. The things I learned is from observation. How to not be. whether it's good, bad, or ugly. I did learn some things. Like I said, I used to hold you at a high esteem and a high accord. I valued our relationship. I thought you were being there for me to be there for me. I thought it was genuine. You did just to say you did. You didn't do just to do. That's it. Mess needed. Fuck. I said, you walked in there because Jazzy down there and Ace's like this and she said that they're hungry. So. I told my daughter to call, like, what the fuck you want me to do? Go ahead, call. I'm not, like I said, I don't got no pride when I'm gonna sit here and feel some type of way. Like, bro, groceries ain't cheap. Like, I don't give a what you think. They're not cheap, especially when you're paying out of pocket. At least when you're paying with food stamps, you ain't gotta pay for the taxes. That part. $190, $200 worth of groceries. How much taxes attached to that shit? I don't use Instacart no more because they take extra that I don't even got. So I use DoorDash, but I got a Dash Pass, so I don't got to pay the delivery fee. That works for me. And I dare not somebody go get $180 worth of groceries for me and I don't give them no tip. That's disrespectful. Like, even though, like, that's just disrespectful. And I'm expect to get everything that I put on that list? No, Gratuity. Having gratitude. They doing me a favor. Ruined the fucking relationship for $200. I mean, it been not where it's supposed, it been not in, with me anyway, anywhere. Like, it, like, honestly, like, I'm not even gonna lie. But to completely debt it, because I'm definitely debting it after this because it's weird. Not taking you into my next life. That's dead. And like I said, I really feel bad for your sister because y'all come attached. You know, you're the woman that I can't buy your sister a Mother's Day gift because she's an actual mother, because I gotta buy you one too and you not a mother. Yeah, that was a problem before. I bought one aunt who is an actual mother a Mother's Day gift, and the one who's not a mother felt so fucking entitled to Mother's Day because she helped her sister raise her kids. She's an auntie. I deserve a Mother's Day gift too. To this day, still perplex my motherfucking brain. I'm sorry, I'm not fake like that. That shit weird. Like, you get married with married dude. You're not just gonna be out here like taking on and sitting in positions where you don't fucking deserve to sit. Like, you need to sit by your motherfucking self. I feel bad for your sister, honestly. Because I can't even have a relationship with her because you attached to her. And that shit gonna hurt her. But you don't care about nobody else, Phyllis, except your own. And she's the godmother. Your sister is the godmother of my two daughters. So I gotta sever ties with their godmom because of the woman, the wicked bitch she's attached to. It's so fucked up. But y'all can take it from here. It's 9:10. I gotta put my new baby to bed. Oh, good. That was only 58 minutes. Look at me. I'm getting back on this shit. Love is love, and I absolutely love it. Yeah, sure. Ain't do it, girl. I'm out. Memoirs of an Empress.